We welcome you back on the Cacique Pregame Show as we get ready for Game 3 this week between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with the Rangers Director of Staff Development. It is Danny Clark joining us here on the Cacique Pregame Show. Danny, thank you for the time.
Yes, no, I'm glad to be here. It's obviously good weather here in Amarillo, so we should have a good night.
Hey, we got the heat kind of coming out today as opposed to the last couple of days. You've seen the Rough Riders play the first two games of this series. As you've looked on, what has stood out to you?
Obviously the hitting side of it, you know, obviously a lot of barrels that's going on both nights that I've seen. One of the things, you know, obviously a lot of the prospects are here in AA, and it's good to see like Malcolm Moore last night. It's good to see Xavi. It's good to see a lot of these guys. It looks like hitting's contagious here.
Malcolm Moore has homered on back-to-back days to begin this series. What stands out to you about his swing and the success he's been able to have this year, not only here, but also when he was back down in high A?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime, a lot of times, you know, especially at the status of he's coming in as a number one pick, a lot of times people expect things too early, too soon. And obviously with Malcolm, it's like any other player I've seen over the years. It's allowing him to get comfortable. I think he's gotten comfortable. I think, he had some injuries with his hands last year. This year, I just noticed even in Spartanburg, when he was there in Spartanburg, I've noticed how he's, you know, taking a leadership role and handling the pitchers. So it's not only just his offensive side, but it's also his defensive side and then the relationships he's building with pitchers.
You used to be the Rangers pitching coordinator down at the minor league level. Last two nights, the starting pitchers have gone long in games, which is very tough to do here. What have you noticed from Aiden Curry and Blake Townsend over the last 2 days?
Well, you know, Aiden Curry's grown a lot. You know, I remember when I was the pitching coordinator, he came into the system. He and I was talking about it yesterday. And then obviously I switched to this role 3 years ago. And just to see his maturity from a high school kid, it was 85, 86 to where he is now. You know, it's so rewarding to watch people grow into who he is today. And then obviously Blake, I don't know as well. Obviously he came over. This is his first year with our organization. But, you know, he's a crafty lefty. He knows how to navigate through innings. And obviously he gave us solid five, innings to be able to get to our bullpen.
Talking with Danny Clark here on the Cacique Pregame Show, how do you judge pitching performances in this ballpark?
This ballpark's very difficult. I compare it to like Asheville, North Carolina in our high A because of the altitude, the wind, you know, there's so many factors that goes into this. And so a lot of times it's just really, to me, as far as the hitting side goes, is just obviously pure hit velocity, exit velocity, a lot of times it's very deceiving because balls travel a little further in places like here.
Talking about the coaching staff, Rough Riders win the first half behind Chad Comer in his first year as the manager. How do you look at what this staff has accomplished and their first year put together?
Yeah, I think, you know, Chad's been in our system for 10 years now. So he's grown up in the Ranger organization. So he understands the expectations and the standards. And one of the things, obviously, with Georgie Hernandez coming on board this year, bringing experience, I think we got a really good mix here with Jay Sullinger. Obviously, has a lot of experience. So, you know, at the higher levels, especially here at AA, we have a good mix of younger coaches with some guys that's had some seasoning to them. So it's been a really good blend. I like this staff. I think the culture is good here. I think they get along well. And so those things obviously always relate down to the players and allows the players to play with freedom.
What goes into building a coaching staff and maybe selecting which coach to go where and how to pair them all together?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do, you know, experience has a lot to do with it. A lot of it has to do with where the players, certain players are going to be. Certain coaches has expertise in certain areas, and so you try to line that up. Obviously, guys that's been in the organization at a length of time that's earned the right to be at the higher levels. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. Obviously, Josh Bonifay, our farm director, and Kenny Holmberg, our field coordinator, do a fantastic job as far as looking inside that in the offseason. That's where a lot of times I'm involved, just matching up the coaches with each other's, just how they work inside work together.
Chad specifically, how do you feel like he has handled this role in his first year managing Frisco?
Yeah, anytime, you know, at the AA level, I've always said the AA level is kind of where where you have to cross the tracks. The A balls, you know, I loop them together, and then AA is start separating people. Chad's earned the right, number one. Number two, he has the right demeanor. Anytime at the higher levels, he doesn't panic. That's one of the things, even though I know I've talked to him privately in a couple losing streaks behind the scenes, obviously you start doubting certain things, but Chad stayed true to his colors, and obviously it's come out, you know, the first half, obviously winning the first half is a reflection not only of him, but of the organization.
Last question for you. You mentioned he's gotten his seasoning because he's come through the Rangers organization and been in it for a while. What do you feel like a coach gains the longer they're in the Rangers organization specifically?
Well, I've been here the longest, so I have the longest tenure as far as in the player development side of things. So I've seen a lot of coaches come and go. I think the biggest thing, it starts at the top. You know, Ross Fistermaker, our general manager, and CY, our president, they've set three pillars. And so we follow those three pillars, and we look for people that has those type pillars that can adapt to us and what we're looking for. And so I think over time, once you've been in the organization like Chad for, you know, 6, 7, 10 years, it's ingrained in you. And once it's ingrained in you, then it allows you to be able to take that to your staff, and then it keeps expanding. And so those things, to me, it's established not in a year's time. It's established over a period of time.
All right, that's Danny Clark here on the Cacique Pregame Show. Danny, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back with Baylor Scott & White Health starting lineups.